The United Nations is acknowledging it played a role in the 2010 Haiti cholera outbreak that has killed nearly 10,000 Haitians to date. The New York University law professor who drafted the report said the crisis, quote, would not have broken out but for the actions of the United Nations. Now, among those shocked by the news is Greg Benick, who just returned from Haiti. First, Greg, this admission, I wanted to ask you, was it a surprise? Had Haitians already been blaming the UN for the cholera outbreak?
Haitians had most definitely been blaming the UN for the cholera outbreak for years. And I was surprised only insofar as I didn't expect a body as great and large as the UN to admit something so dramatic that would most certainly have long-term repercussions for their reputation.
And is anybody saying exactly how this cholera? Because cholera had not been in that country up to that point, right?
As far as we know, in recorded history, there had never been an outbreak of cholera in Haiti. And, you know, people have been shocked by it. And, you know, it's unfortunate because the Haitian people have been through so much. And then to have this happen as well, it's insult on top of injury, or rather injury on top of injury.
General consensus is this was a UN worker that brought cholera into the country, right?
A Nepalese worker, yes. And, you know, as the story goes, as we've all been hearing for years, is that this Nepalese worker was infected with cholera, and it, through just, you know, using the latrine where he was stationed, infected the groundwater, essentially, with cholera, you know, put cholera into the system there, and it just started to spread like wildfire. So that's the history of it.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Greg Benick, just returning from Haiti this week. But Greg is also executive director of the Seattle-based group 100 for Haiti. Greg, tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing in that country.
Yeah, we have a two-pronged approach. We're doing anti-sexual assault education in the south. But in the north, what we do is an anti-cholera project called the Rural Water Project, where we support local people who have asked for safe water sources to help them build cisterns to catch naturally flowing water sources so that those naturally flowing water sources, potentially cholera-infected, can be treated in those cisterns so that people can access cholera-free safe water. And there are 34 water sites at this point. And since the start of the Rural Water Project in the region where we work, there have been zero deaths by cholera.
Well, and this work is so key because I think people would be shocked to know the number of Haitians who don't have access to sanitary bathroom facilities, right?
It's astounding. I mean, the things we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, the ease of life here in the United States, regardless of your level of frustration and unease or difficulty, compares nothing, not at all, to the situation of Haitians. And people can learn more about the Rural Water Project on 100forhaiti.org. And that's all the words spelled out. So onehundredforhaiti.org.
And if we want to help your group do this important work, can we help you out through the website?
Absolutely. The most important thing people can do is sign up for a recurring monthly donation. You have no idea how far that goes when people in large numbers sign up for $1 a month, $5 a month, $20 a month. It's incredible how far that goes. And we have very little overhead. All the money that people put in goes directly into the Rural Water Project and our other program in the South.
Greg, thank you for your perspective and your work. Greg Benick, executive director of Seattle-based 100forhaiti.org.